Friday night, Wisp AFLX kicks off at Marvel Stadium. And whether you like it or not, it is going to generate an enormous amount of interest. You and I are both on board.
We're invested.
We're invested, and we're very interested to see how it unfolds. I'm told it's a young man's game.
Really?
AFLX. Get the young boys, get the young legs out there right. And run hard from one end to the other. And so then when the teams came out, I see Al Hodge.
And?
Vice captain.
No.
It's extraordinary stuff.
Did that raise your eyebrows?
No, he's joined us on the line. Hodgie, welcome and good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good to talk to you, young man. Now, on Monday before the Friday, what's your thoughts about this new concept that you're the vice captain of?
Look, I'm extremely worried that I'm going to be lined up against Eddie Betts with about 50 metres in front of me and no one else. But, look, I think as soon as the AFL sort of said that there's going to be a chance to play with the best players in the league, play against them and with them, I thought I'll jump at it. I think you're right, though. I'm not sure it's for an old, slow person's game, but hopefully experience and smarts sort of come into it and you can corral angles and help out because... Look, it's going to be a fast game. It's going to be an entertaining game. And hopefully there's a few rotations.
I was being facetious, mate. I'd also have you picked very early as well. Danger has picked you. What's he like? He'd be a pain in the neck as a captain, Danger, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, I thought as a captain you'd be really supportive. every time I've spoke to him, he's pointed out my flaws and how slow I am and the fact that you look at the other vice captains, and there's Bontempelli and there's Cripps, and he said he was he doesn't know why he picked me, but that's fair enough. Let's just hope he learns how to defend in the next 6 days, 5 days.
Hey Hodgie, I was surprised we caught up with some Sydney Swans people last week, and I asked the coach Dorian Longmire about whether or not they were happy with some of their young players playing this AFL X, and he said he couldn't believe how excited the young Sydney Swans players were to participate in the AFLX. Have you found that the same with the Brisbane Lions teammates?
Yeah, well, there's Zorko and Rich. Richie's in our side. And it's the same thing. It's when you get the chance to play with these guys. But it's also, like, this is how we train. For anyone out there who, like, when you're playing these shorter games, the seven-a-side, the bigger space, because it makes you more alert, makes you improve your defensive side of the game because there's so much space if you switch off at all. And then, obviously, the good kickers like Daniel Rich will be able to pierce through a bad defence. So we're excited because we sort of train against each other in a seven-a-side, but then to go and sort of bring it into a proper game against other guys and get competitive because people say they're going to relax and take it easy, but as soon as you get on the field, it's your competitive juices come out and it's a full-on game.
14 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock. We're talking to Luke Hodge. Hodgie, I mean, you've been around footy a long time. You've been with a great club and a great team at Hawthorn. Right now, the Brisbane Lions are probably as hyped as any team in the competition. Is it justified, do you think? I mean, you're there day in, day out. Can you see something, you know, great building there at the moment?
You definitely see potential with the young group. And I think the best part about the group at this stage is they all want to be together. I think 4 or 5 years ago that you had a lot of the younger guys leave, where all the young guys at the Lions so far are committed for 3 or 4 years, and they can really see where the club can get to if they want to stick together and work hard. So I think that's the exciting part. Yes, there's been a bit of hype externally, but we've sort of focused on what we can do and what we're trying to improve on. We had a big improvement for the second half of the year last year, and I think we're just trying to continue that. So yes, there's a bit of hype, but we're trying to forget that. And I think a good thing up in Brisbane is there's not as much media hype up here as it is down in Melbourne. There's not as much AFL talk. So you sort of don't really get caught up in that much.
What about your role? Large leadership group, we read last week, but you just sit on the side as the mentor and that you pretty much, whatever you say goes. We've just been talking about feedback and how it's given and how it's received. How have you delivered it from your time up there? And what about these young boys? Do you have to temper it somewhat, or can you hit them between the eyes with a good old-fashioned Hodgie bake?
I think the good old-fashioned bakes are gone a few years ago. I think you're a little bit mellow the older you get. But I think there's still times where a lot of the feedback these days has got to be either one-on-one or you've got to follow up. So if you do go a little bit hard, because as you guys both know, once you play competitive sport and everyone out there, it's sometimes you just need to give direct feedback then and there. And sometimes as soon as you give it, it might be, oh, geez, that's a bit hard. You might have to follow up afterwards. But I think most of the time that if you show support and you show to your teammates just on how you act around the footy club, that hopefully they realise it's coming from a good spot and all you're trying to do is make them better, make the club better.
And what about you would have been trialling match practice with these new rules, the 666 and all the different things that are coming in. Which is the one that's going to, for us as a viewer, we're going to sit down and watch and go, geez, that's going to be different?
There's probably two. There's two that I really like. I like the six in the goal in the 450, one yep. in the goal square, and I like the kicking one because both of them, the centre bounce one is there's no congestion around. We've had a couple of trials where you try and get someone in off the back of the square and they just can't get there in time, which obviously means there's not as many secondary stoppages and you can get the ball to a dangerous forward, especially if you bypass the five defenders and go to the one who's in the goal square. And then the other one's the kicking one. I like that, the fact that it means the game's, you can't really box a team into a pocket and just choke them into the side. You sort of, they've got a free rein. If they want to play on and get it, you can get it to the wing. And yeah, so it sort of brings a little bit of a different look from a kicking point of view, but it's a bit more exciting as well.
How have you experimented with the lineup at the centre bounce in terms of the defensive positioning of the players, the six players?
I guess it's a change. Obviously, I think people have tried the small out of the square. They've tried the big, bulky full forward out of the square. And then whether it's a line out or you're corralling to one side, I think that's the part is you can try so many different things. And defenders have to, I guess, try and expect that or just react to it. So you can see blokes like just a smaller. You see Nettie Betts coming out of the goal square. That's a different look compared to a Taylor Walker. So, yeah, it's going to be different, but I think it's also exciting because it gives a chance for those big full forwards to kick your bulk goals again.
Do you think there's a story around this morning about how clubs won't expose too much of their tactics in the pre-season part of the year? Is that what you're planning on doing up there in Brisbane as well?
Nah, look, you're going to go out there. You're going to try different things. The amount of scouts you've got around, the amount of people talk, I think hiding secrets at training in football these days are gone, unless it's like a couple of days before a game you're trying to change something minor. But what people are training pre-season, everyone knows about it. So I'm not sure why they're going to try and keep a secret.
And Hodgie, your old mate Ruffy, he seems to have just got a little bit prickly as he's entered into the veteran stage of his career. Do you understand and what it is about him that's become just a little bit prickly with the media and the last 6 to 12 months?
No, I haven't noticed him get prickly at all. Any examples that I could use against him?
No, he's just got a little bit cantankerous. Doesn't necessarily like the line of questioning and hasn't been his affable self.
I think he's always one a bloke who it's his humour. I think if you keep probing, you'll find that he'll break into a smile, a bit of a laugh. But if you can get away with a one word answer, and that's it, he'll work with it. But if I was in the media, I'd keep probing him just to really annoy him. And normally you'd get out with a bit of a smile, and if you don't, he'll tell you where to go. I haven't noticed much. What I've noticed since he's become a dad is he's always been a good teammate, but he's just I reckon he's been turned into a lot better bloke. And not that he was a bad bloke, he's a bloke rather than hanging a bit of crap on you here and there. He sends photos through of his daughter and you can just sort of see him being a dad, he's turned into a quality fella, even more than what he was before that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's great to talk to you, mate. Will this be it for you? Let me just do this on February the...
You're not ruling
February
out,
the 18th. No, I want to know. I think he got another three or four.
It's amazing that every time I'm talking about this, the first one to come up is this the last one. I think as we're speaking about the game's going, whatever happens at the end of the year, I've spoken to Nobes and sort of said, let's get through the pre-season first. That's the hardest part, and then see how the games go. I think the list that we're going at the moment, we've got a quality group of young fellas coming through. So whatever happens at the end of the year, wait and see. But more than likely at this stage.
Great to be a part of it, mate. Great to be a part of the Bolts and the AFLX on Friday. We look forward to seeing you in action and appreciate you jumping on the line.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you on Friday night.
Good on you, Hodgie.